the big guy. Cosmax was founded in 1992 and has grown into the largest cosmetics ODM in the world, supplying 4,500 brands from its factories in South Korea, China, the US, and Southeast Asia. And at a time when some of the most well-known beauty brands are in decline or stuck in single-digit growth due to consumer fatigue, Cosmax reported a record $1.7 billion in revenue in 2024, a 22% increase from 2023. The company is a primary reason why South Korean beauty startups have been able to take off so quickly, flooding global markets at a pace that competitors in other countries struggle to match. Cosmax accounted for around 26% of all of South Korea's cosmetics exports in 2024. It has a unique ability to develop and launch new products rapidly while still making money supplying even the smallest brands, said Lee Kyung-soo, the company's 79-year-old chairman and founder. From the point a brand comes to us with an idea, we can supply them in as little as 3 to 6 months, he said. In other markets, that can be anywhere between a year to 3 years. They just can't compete with South Korea when it comes to speed. Fueling a free-for-all. Few clients are too small for Lee. The company supplies companies with billions of dollars a year in revenue, and also Blup, a three-person lip gloss startup. Having big manufacturers like Cosmax do the heavy lifting allows many with little experience in cosmetics to join the K-beauty free-for-all. Anyone can do it. The barrier to entry isn't high at all, said Lee Sung-yong, the founder of fruit-based cosmetics startup Kiki Glow. And the market is all about indie brands right now. As little as $20,000 in starting capital will get beauty entrepreneurs their first batch of product from a reputable cosmetics manufacturer in a matter of months. E-commerce platforms like TikTok Shop allow them to sell to global consumers directly. The only things they need are a concept, a set of thumbs, and a knack for social media. Vocabulary focus. Smear. Dethrone. Budding. Free-for-all. Indie. Reputable. Knack.